faithful and useful. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Psalm 101, verse 6. If David spoke thus, we may be sure that the son of David will be of the same mind. Jesus looks out for faithful men, and he fixes his eyes upon them, to observe them, to bring them forward, to encourage them, and to reward them. Let no true-hearted man think that he is overlooked. The king himself has his eye upon him. There are two results of this royal notice. First, we read, that they may dwell with me. Jesus brings the faithful into his house. He sets them in his palace. He makes them his companions. He delights in their society. We must be true to our Lord, and he will then manifest himself to us. When our faithfulness costs us most, it will be best rewarded. The more furiously men reject, the more joyfully will our Lord receive us. Next, he says of the sincere man, he shall serve me. Jesus will use for his own glory those who scorn the tricks of policy and are faithful to himself, his word, and his cross. These shall be in his royal retinue, the honored servants of his majesty. Communion and usefulness are the wages of faithfulness. Lord, make me faithful, that I may dwell with thee and serve thee.